Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Chloe, it's the final whistle. Liverpool have just been beaten by 3-0 against what can only be described as a much better Brighton side, Chloe. Rock bottom?
There's been quite a lot of them this season. Yeah, at least in those games I saw a bit of an outlet going forward. Tonight we didn't even look at the races. It was just a case of, does anyone want to fight on this football pitch for us? Feels like every week's a new low.
It's horrible, actually, isn't it? I mean, I see there's still 7,000 people laughing at us right now. And you know what? Fair play to you. I mean, you've had a great afternoon. Liverpool have been crap. I've had a terrible time. Chloe's had a terrible time. Klopp's had a terrible time. Brighton have had a fun time. Manchester United have had one of the best days of their entire lives. Certainly the younger Man United fans over the last 10 years or so have had a great time. It's been really hard, that. I mean, Brighton were just, from the get-go, so much better than Liverpool in every department. But the one that hurts me the most is desire.
Yep.
And we are lacking in desire, and that is the bare minimum I expect out of lads who pull on a red shirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to not be at the races and you'd all be off, but when you're just getting bypassed because you're jogging about and you're doing, it just looked like no one cared. Like, no one really gave a damn on that football pitch today. And it's one thing not physically being able to do it, but it's another trying and putting your body on the line, putting yourself about. And there was absolutely nothing from Liverpool today.
There was one when you called it right during the watch along when Ox had an opportunity, a 50-50.
Yeah.
In the first half.
Out of it, yeah. And he jumped out of the way of the ball. I'm bored of Liverpool Football Club. Something needs to change. I don't know what it is, and I'm not saying the manager needs to change. That's not what I think. But something needs to change. You need additions. You need to get rid of the dead weight. You need to sign people. We need a backroom staff to understand why the hell these people are picking up injuries left, right and centre. And yet we've been unlucky with injuries, but there's also a case of someone can't be out for 10 days and all of a sudden he'd be out for a month. You know, that just can't be the case. Sign some players. I want Jürgen Klopp to be screaming at them. Whatever Jürgen Klopp's, this is the problem. I'm not saying he's lost the dressing room, but whatever he's saying, he's not getting a reaction from those players. And he is to blame a little bit as well. He's too loyal. I mean, what was the formation that was today? I didn't understand what
he
was trying to do.
He tried something there and it's not worked. And then it looked like he got away from it second half, and it looked like with the subs he went back to it almost. It was a bit baffling, to be honest with you.
He only got away from it though when we were 2-0 down, and you and me sat there 30 minutes in and thought, right, half time, change it back, see what we can do, 4-3-3, get on the ball a little bit more, because I don't even know how much percentage we had in that game, but if it was 30 I'd be shocked. They battered us, and you know what, 3-0 probably flatters Liverpool, because I can't really remember any chances they had. It's in other games, you know, the likes of Nottingham Forest and Brentford and stuff, you could look there and you could say, okay, but if Liverpool scored in this moment, okay, but Liverpool had a couple of chances to put things away. It was absolutely dreadful from Liverpool. But, you know, we could have got a couple in those games. Tonight, I didn't see where a goal could come from in sight. It was just absolutely diabolical all over the pitch.
I don't know what on earth is going on with us right now, because we were so easy, I thought, to just cut through, Chloe. I mean, you know, the way they were building up from the defence through the round the midfield and then into their striker, and then it was Solly March all game long. Solly March running down that right hand side, attacking Robertson. It was Matoma over on that left hand side. It was Alana finding space. It's like these lads are doing the same movements time and time again. And when Liverpool were at the best, when Liverpool were half decent, they could understand what was going on a pitch. Everyone could see what Brighton were doing, and nobody could get within 10 yards of a player. Never mind closing down, within 10 fucking yards of putting a man under pressure. No. It was shocking.
It was, and it wasn't just like reading the game and closing down. It was also the fact that, like, we were just letting players run off us, and we were like, yeah, well, someone else will get that. Yeah, okay, well, I can't really be arsed. Can't be arsed running that 10 yards to keep up with them. I mean, they were in the box.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And it was like, to me. Go on. Have a game.
How can you
like
be in the box and have fucking no one pressing you?
Liverpool are dreadful. And we say it's rock bottom, but it could get worse next week, because you could be beaten by Wolves very, very easily. And then, you know, Chelsea, good God, save me, they're in bad form. But don't worry, lads, yous are coming up against Liverpool Football Club, so your life can get a little bit better. The problem is, none of this team fill me with confidence, fill me with, okay, but we could do something here. Okay, but we might have that in us. Okay, well, don't worry, because I'll see a reaction against Chelsea.
There's nothing there.
And if we do see a reaction against Chelsea, it'll just anger me even more. Why the hell are you showing up against Chelsea, but you're not showing up against the rest of the side? I'm concerned that no one is listening. And I don't know whether it's physically or mentally, but I'm not seeing it either way. I don't know what Jurgen Klopp's telling them, but they're not giving
them
anything.
I share all the same concerns as you, and I'd just like to add that I think Mo Salah's been fucking
dreadful.
Shit. Well, I could have put any of the players' names in there that have played today, but here's our talisman. Yep. There's our best player, who I don't think has really put in a performance for a few weeks, to be honest with you, since we've come back, certainly. I don't know what is going on in each of their heads at the moment, because mentally we're not in games. You know, we used to talk about mentality monsters. We're fucking bullied mentally every single game. We're bullied physically every single game. And we're left wanting when it comes to putting effort into it. And it's not just legs in midfield.
No. Nope.
It's not. It can't just be legs in midfield. Why everyone doesn't give a shit, and why everyone's not running around, and why no one can get near the ball, and why Danny Elbeck and fucking Adam Lallana are embarrassing you at the age that they are. Tongue-in-cheek before, but we literally let Lallana go when his legs went, and he ran rings around us today.
Yep.
And he doesn't play that often for them, and he doesn't start games that often for them all the time, does he? But he was just head and shoulders above all of our midfielders.
Yeah, 100%. And he had the... He'd play a ball up to him and he'd make it stick. We had absolutely no one to do that. It's one of them where we can all see a glaring problem. And midfield, isn't the only problem, trust me, because you could look at that back four and you could ask more of them all. You could look at the front three and say, what the hell are yous three doing? I mean, at half time, five of the six people with the fewest touches were Liverpool players, and that was Thiago, it was Salah, it was Trent, this Oxlade-Chamberlain, who was up top.
People you want to see on the ball for the most part.
And like, they're four people who you need to be influential. There is more problems than the midfield. We need two in this window at least.
Yeah.
We're not going to get them, which means I am extremely worried because these players aren't getting a reaction. Whatever is happening, I think they all need to be screamed at. Leave them out. I know you feel like you can't do it, but they've just lost.
Do you know what I'd make them do? Watch the game.
Yeah.
Watch the game the whole way home.
In fact, watch all the games since the World Cup, really.
Yeah, they tear their own fucking head. We wouldn't have any players.
No, they don't want to leave.
Yeah. I've got some comments before we wrap this show up. The masculinist, 79.99 Zars, thank you so much. Losing is one thing, but the way we are being outplayed by Brighton and the lack of energy is so worrying. Bear in mind, we're 3 points from Villa in 11th. Oh, Christ. Look at the league table in a minute. Daki Hicks, my dad likes to mock me because I support United. Not today, Dad. He's a Liverpool fan, damn it. Elijah Broy, can I send Klopp my rehab bill? Dry January's gone. FSG need to spend coaching staff revamp. Adam Canoe, gone are the days we pressed hard off the ball until we won it back. Lazy. Eddie Ventures, first corner in the 90th minute, says it all. And Marky No Mate says Vikings win needed more than ever now, eh, Chris Scull? Absolutely. But that is tomorrow night, and I really do need a Vikings win because Liverpool haven't given me my joy this weekend. I've been Chris Pajak. That has been Chloe Boxer, otherwise known as today's punching bags for Manchester United and Arsenal fans online. I hope you've all enjoyed your day. Me and Chloe certainly haven't. We'll be back very shortly.
I'd rather we were.
With a fan reaction show, Chloe will be back in a few minutes. I'll be back with player ratings. Just because I really do give a shit about this and no other reason, I am actually just going to quickly check my Betway team and see how I got on. I didn't do very well. I came 28th. Minist, 130 quid. Kigger, 18, 25. SPFC, 120. Millpass, 2015. And Nate, 91, 1 of 10. Oh, Paul came second. Oh, Paul's just outside the money there. Fucking hell. Stay 36.5. Oh, and to round things off, I lost to the fucking two of them as well, as everybody else who was better than me. Who did Paul captain? I bet he captained their goalie. Oh, he got Sully Martin, 18 points, and Sanchez, their goalie. He's got no faith, and I understand why, because Liverpool are shit. Anyway, that has been the Watch Along. I've been Chris Pajak. That's been Chloe Boxham. As I say, your punching bags for today. We'll see you on Fan Reactions very soon. Ciao.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.